one and all to the sadly the very, very sad, lonely last day of the football season. No, the last day of our show. Not the last day of the football season, but as far as Ipswich Town are concerned, it pretty much might as well be, because they've actually survived. How wonderful, isn't it? Studio at icrfm.co.uk if you want to email in. Nakedfooty at yahoo.co.uk if you want to email in during the week, and we'll pick it up at the beginning of next season. Special guest today, Mr. Ray Slegg, who wants to come on the last show because Ray is always quite good and eloquent when it comes to, or elephant, whichever word you like to use, when it comes to putting his views across, aren't you, Ray? And very funny at times as well, I think.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Ray. And of course, DJ.
Yeah, good evening. Me.
So there you go, guys. We're safe.
Job done.
Job done. Good night.
That's it.
What do you think? Well, do you want to talk about the game itself?
It was a football match.
It was great.
I thought football played and goals scored.
Yeah, first half, one of the best performances of the season.
Definitely. I've been a little bit sarcastic there, but yeah, it was actually saw a proper game of football where we seem to be kind of in control and actually playing, imposing ourselves a bit more rather than what we've been doing, which has been enough to obviously survive, but just grinding out the results. We actually opened up a little bit more than we have done, and three well-taken goals, especially obviously the first one that gets going.
Yeah, I think it was the most complete performance of the season, I think, from start to finish. The only reason you might have a small, because we conceded late, which is a bit of pity. But I mean, I thought it was very complete, very compact, very fluid, moved the ball around nicely. And whereas Murphy and Newblay had looked rubbish the week before, to me at Sheffield Wednesday, how the East Anglian guy gave Newblay man of the match, I do not know. He probably had more drink than I had.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I thought he couldn't trap a bag of cement the week before. But I thought this week, Newblay and Murphy played very well. They looked like keen, they held the ball, they brought players into the game, fast, complete. Yeah, you compare Huddersfield away, 0-0, shall we say.
Oh, goodness me.
Saturn's performance was chalk and cheese. It was lovely. It was lovely. I felt a warm glow in my heart after the game.
There's this air of confidence that's starting to seep in now. Not the confidence where we've been getting the results we need, confidence that we can actually kick on and improve, because I think that's been the concern, that Mick's done very well the way he's set the team up to do the job in hand, to survive. And it's been a bit attritional, it's been a bit of, you know,
it's been dour, it has been dour.
And it hasn't been exciting and attacking in any kind of manner. And everybody's kind of concerned that because it was good enough this season, over the course of the whole season, it would be good enough for playoffs, that we'd just continue that vein. And hopefully Saturday gives us a little bit of confidence that we will kick on a little bit and be a bit more open, a bit more adventurous.
Well, I think he's laid a marker down for next year, hasn't he? Because I think he shows what we can do. And I thought Birmingham, they're not a bad side. They're no mugs. And to be fair, apart from one or two pots at goal, they weren't in the match. And again, tremendous, good performance with a good crowd.
Yeah, good.
A lot of people in. Nice weather. It was great. And I was singing to my heart's content. Maybe in the beer, I don't know.
Nice weather. It rained all through the first half.
Did it?
Yes.
It was
a lot of it anyway, yeah.
Well, it dried up in the evening.
Well, yeah, there was a point where it was raining. The sun was actually shining through the cloud that wasn't there, and the floodlights were on, and I didn't have a clue what was...
No. You thought you were in Nirvana, didn't you, Dave? Nirvana, here we are.
Looking up to the heavens.
I've arrived, here we are. Now, classic performance, so very good finish. And now on Saturday, we move on. We don't want to go backwards on Saturday. It's very important we keep that momentum.
Yes, yeah.
I'd like to have a look at Jack Marriott perhaps for 10 minutes. Well, perhaps have a look at a couple of players who, now we're safe, see what they can do.
This is the problem we've had the last few seasons. We haven't, you know, if you're not going to get anywhere in the league, you at least want to have your, you know, if you're not going to get playoffs or promotion, at least be done with a good six games left so you can mess about. But this season, to finish 11th on a penultimate game to just guarantee your survival is ridiculous. You know, so
60 points.
So we've got one game left, which is it's a tough away game regardless.
And I suspect it's probably got 0-0 written all over it, because Burnley won on Saturday, we won, and it's 0-0 staring us in the face. But
so it's, in some ways it's a game, you know, that obviously a little bit meaningless with regards, even though you want to, as I say, keep momentum going. But it's not the sort of game you say, oh, let's throw the youngsters in for the fun of it. It's a shame.
Oh, no.
If we had the two or three,
when we go four games, when we go 4-0 up, when we 4-0, yes, then Jack come and have 10 minutes,
and then scores his own little hat trick.
And when Nubla's got his hat trick, just to rub it in, what I said about him, poor old Nubla. They've got three goals there, Raimondo. Fair enough. We'll have a look at Jack at the end, but I've not seen him myself play. I've not been to the reserves. I don't know how he plays. with his big, short, little, fat, wide.
He's little and a finisher.
Is he?
Yeah, but he, a couple of video montages. When he actually got his award for being the Academy Player of the Year, there's a little video montage of some of the reserve games. So it's not, you know, it is training ground video, but yeah, he looked very good, a good finisher. And I'd say he's similar, you know, to maybe your Rona Murray or Paul Taylor because of the size and that he looks like he's that, you know, fly in the ointment. But yeah, he can score goals and he's scored 26 this season.
That's not bad in any level.
It's not bad. He's a crop of those seven other youngsters that have been given that chance to kick on as well, whereas last season we offered one.
What's the makeup, David? Are they forwards? What's the makeup of those seven?
I think four of them are certainly attacking. Two got, we've got a goalkeeper in there as well. So it's looking good. We only offered one, an extension beyond the academy last season, and he turned us down. And that was Lavery, and all the others fell by the wayside.
And what's he doing now?
Well, he went to Sheffield Wednesday. They picked him up on contract, and he's been on loan at Southend.
I think he should have stayed here, but that's not the best view.
But that's again. And
should have stayed.
So for the last few years, apart from the notable exceptions of your Smith, Wickham, and Hyam that have kind of pushed their way into the first team and haven't sunk when they've got there, have managed to swim and
They've been good. That's right.
We haven't had a crop of youngsters come through, and I think the gap of that when they get 18, you're either good enough or you're out of the club. Because we can't afford to carry youngsters for another year or so at 18 to 19 if you're not in the first team.
The academy's now becoming a grade one, is it? They've changed their mind on that.
Just generally introducing this under-21s league, which is part of category two status anyway, you can gamble a little bit knowing that these guys are going to get a form of competitive football.
Right.
They're going to get a chance to go out on loan to local. You know, you're not just going to have your youngsters hanging around the club who aren't playing for the first team but aren't part of the academy anymore. That's going to be, but from the 2014 season, because you can only change your status every 2 years.
Right.
So it stops clubs just chopping and changing as and when they have the money. Well, for the 2014-15 season onwards, we're looking at applying to be Category 1 status.
Okay.
Investment, additional staff and facilities have got to be put in place for that. And apparently, you know, where we were at prior to this new academy structure, we were only good enough for Category 3. And this is Ipswich Town, known as one of the better academies throughout the country.
Well, that's right.
Generally speaking, you know, we class ourselves as a top 10 academy, and that's not blown on trumpet. That's just the truth, and that's why other clubs, we would have been good enough for Category 3. We had to upgrade and invest to get Category 2. Well, apparently, we actually passed that with flying colours, and we weren't too far off of what would be needed for Category 1. So we're going to do that. And the academy investment, I believe, doesn't fall under your financial fair play.
Because the feeling was...
Though it won't just be Marcus's money propping up, they're still going to need outside investment and
good.
Sponsorship.
Because the feeling was that the club didn't want to go to Grade 1. The club weren't prepared to do it. But now there seems to be a change in direction that we do want Grade 1.
That's never quite true. I mean, what it was, it's just under £1 million for Category 2 status, of which the FA, via Premier League money and FA money, and obviously puts in about half.
Right.
When you go up to Category 1, it's 2.35 million a year, of which, again, the investment is just about a million. So you're investing
double. You're going double.
A lot more yourself as a club to take it up to that next level. And as I say, the status we were, which was a very good academy anyway, we had to improve to get Category 2. We weren't sure if we were going to get a Category 1 that we applied for with all the extra cost and
did we apply for one? Or did we just apply for two, feeling that
was achievable.
Okay.
And in fact, actually, now they've given more details about it. Because at the time, it was very sketchy. And we're having to make a club having to make a decision on, you know, sketchy details.
So we're now going for one.
But now, from the next season, so not this one coming, the following season, we'll go for one Category 1
status. When we're in the Premiership.
Which, more than likely, will be, if not, banging on the door, won't we?
Oh, I think we can look forward. I think that's good news, David. That's just clarifying
that. Well, that opens us up to compete with all the other Arsenals and Chelsea's and Tottenham's and them lot up the road who are Category 1. We get to compete with them to get the youngsters in the door to start with.
When they'll be in the Championship.
When it stops us, and it stops our local youngsters opting to go to London or to Norfolk.
Great.
And as Brian Clough says, our selling point is, you come to Ipswich, you've got a chance of playing for the first team 2-3 years down the line. You go to Spurs, you're one of 70-odd players. Two or three who will make it into the first team squads. One who might or two might become full-time players. So that's our selling point. But the initial selling point is we're also of the same status as them, and that's where we're going to be getting ourselves to.
Good. That's clarified that.
Which is fantastic.
Good.
It is fantastic. And that's the long-term future. I mean, there is a very, very optimistic and very, you know, big target, which is 2017 season. Starting that year, the club would like 50% of the first team makeup being homegrown talent.
Well, you've got to have targets.
Oh, that's it.
Without targets, you've got no direction.
Under Joe Royal, when, you know, around Clube, you know, before he left and the rest of it, before, you know, that time we were getting close to that.
Yeah. We think you're down on Bence.
Your Supples and you had your Richards and your Westlakes and so on. Scott Barron, you had quite a few in there, didn't you?
Yeah, that's good.
We've had other players that come through, your Trotters and your Moores and Tom Eastman and stuff.
So how's season ticket sales gone?
Season ticket sales, they're going to be down, from what I've heard.
Are we over 10,000?
I think we're down on what we were. I think we're at 12.5 this current season. I think it's probably down in line with what the club were expecting, or what other clubs around the country are expecting.
Would it be a good idea for the club just to be a little bit cavalier and say, okay, lads, we finish well, you've seen what we can do, you've seen we've got a good manager, let's just put in another little window to get a cheap ticket. Let's put a window in, say, for 10 days, 2 weeks, if you get your ticket by May the 15th or something, we'll give you that same window. That seems to me to be a good idea, because people now know what they're buying They know what they're getting hold of. I think it's going to be quite an exciting team next year.
Oh, definitely.
And if you're going to have a word with John tomorrow, bless old John, he's a good lad, another little window might be a good idea. You might get 1,000 people coming to that window.
Maybe put that through the club. I know back when a certain manager was signed with a lot of press acclaim and a lot of fan acclaim, and that did add quite a few bums on seats. So,
but now you can see what we've got. I mean, Saturday, it was such a good performance. It was such a good performance. I think you'd be very clever to do that. So you've got 2 weeks. We're going to go back to the window, and those who've bought clothes, we'll give you a refund back, because it's worth getting another 3,000 people for giving 500 the money back.
That's it.
So tell Mr. Ford, that's a good idea.
I'll have to put an email into the club and say about that. So,
would you agree with that? Is our maestro?
Absolutely, I think we should. Yeah, good. Definitely.
I'm so
because they finished on a high, and the cut off period was before the high, wasn't it?
People were too nervous. They weren't going to commit themselves on April 15th.
Can they not do that, do you think?
I mean, they probably could, but it depends. This is one of those things, you know, that without being negative, it's run as a business nowadays, isn't it?
Well, is business. And it's getting new people in. That's a business decision.
Rather than a kind of a footballing. When the club was run as
David, you get the credit. You go in.
What, for suggesting it to him?
I thought this last night, John, in my sleep. I had a wild, wicked dream. Why don't we do it? And you get all the credit. You get a little pat on the head.
That is true, because, I mean, obviously people are... If it was only last week, we were certain we weren't going to get relegated. So
exactly.
I don't know, when was the cut-off for the early season?
I think it was April 12th, which is too early.
So
that's the same sort of time as every year, though. So. But maybe that's the way they work towards...
I think there must be quite a few people that would think, oh, if only that had... been a bit longer.
There probably would be, but who wants a fickle sitting on a fence fan like that? We want diehard fans.
No, there are people who can't afford and have got different reasons for why they didn't do it. Lots of different reasons.
And the same people won't be able to afford it anyway, so it's difficult.
It's not difficult. It's quite easy, actually. Say there's 2 week gap. You come in at the same price you would have on April the 15th, and those who bought tickets after that will give you your money back for the difference. It's not difficult, actually. It's very easy. You've got a website, you've got the local radio, you've got the TV, you've got the press. It's not difficult. People who make things difficult never get things done. So tell Mr. Ford, think of that. If he gets 1,000 new people at, say, £300 a time, how's that, £300,000? Or was it, I don't know. My maths. It's grade six.
It is, isn't it? £300,000.
But that'd be great.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, next season is going to be a good one, isn't it? That's the main.
Well, the performance was so good, it's worth doing that. If we had a drudgy, horrible performance on Saturday, we scraped a 1-0 win and no, just too bothered. But the atmosphere was good. Again, the atmosphere there was good on Saturday.
Yes.
The crowd were buzzing. There was a belief in the team. there's actually the feeling, and people I speak to now think, crikey, I'm actually looking forward to next well, year.
And that kicks
for the first
on,
time in years.
That kicks on from similar, you know, what we did.
We're going to tap
Palace,
into that.
Leeds games as well, you know.
Tap into it.
Recently, yeah. You know, where the players have actually kind of sniffed it and thought, well, actually, we can have this game. They've actually stepped up and taken it. Whereas before, it's no, let's keep solid, let's keep working, let's just
they've
get the result.
The
now
they've
kind of
bit.
Stepped up with that confidence and.
Tap into that goodwill.
The
tap
team spirit
it.
Is fantastic at the moment around the club.
But it is.
Certainly sense that.
It's the same with the crowd. It's the same in the crowd. The whole thing is moving. It's a bit of momentum going. Mm. So tap into that.
That's it.
Don't lose it. Don't lose the chance, for heaven's sake. Tap into it.
There you go, David. You've got a job
got a
on. You've
got
to go down there and have a word with people.
Let's talk about, because I'm not trying to take over your role.
No,
play,
you carry on. It saves me having to speak.
People we want to stay, and
yes.
go. Because that's we've all got our favourites and non-favourites. I mean, I'll give you mine. Obviously, I think McLean's going to go. I think Chopra might go. I think Endor probably will go. I think Lee Martin will go. I'm on the fence with Smurf. I'm not sure on Smurf. I just don't know about Smurf. Murphy.
Oh, Smurf. Sorry.
You're getting a blank look from McGregor.
Yeah. I'm really on the fence. And I definitely keep Stearman. And I definitely kick Kiznorbo. I saw somebody on the website the other day saying let Kiznorbo go. But when I've seen Kiznorbo come on, he's got towering headers. Yeah. And he looks very strong.
And he's certainly a good squad player.
We have nothing beyond Smith and Chambers at the moment, do we? So
no. If Chambers got a cruciate or Smithy broke the leg, so I'd keep Kiznorbo and Stearman for sure. And Loach, I think he's done great. People keep picking holes in Loach lately. But I think Loach has done brilliant the last sort of five or six games. Brilliant saves. So that's my sort of ins and outs. Have you got any to talk to
that,
David?
No, I'm with that. I think likes of Drury, if we bring in Tab, might be. But then again, he's a cheap squad player. Say Chopra is under contract, but he's probably going to move on, isn't he? Martin, I can see him moving on as well. Because
is Martin out
not
of contract?
Place in
yes,
yes,
thankfully.
That's it, so he's out.
Don't
Murphy,
beat about the bush.
Murphy
race,
probably
mean.
Won't price himself out of a move, so it's just whether there's a desire from Mick to sign.
I like Murphy. I think he's
be.
Come on leaps and bounds if you excuse
has.
The pun, especially since playing at centre
I think he made DJ Campbell as a lone player with us as well. DJ Campbell was a success and scored 10 goals and really kick-started out.
He moved
back up the league.
He did.
I think a lot of that was down to the type of play that Murphy was alongside him, really creating chances and creating penalties for him as well. So you got those. Lee Barrett will move on as well.
Will he?
Yeah, he's out of contract. I can't see him staying on at all.
No, unlucky in a
I'm
way,
with
he's...
you on Scott Loach as well. I think you've got to kind of make him number one, or you bring in somebody who's so much better than him that all he can do is hold his hands up and say...
I think Loach has done brilliant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. All we've done with our goalkeeper, whoever our number one has been over the last few years, whoever the manager's been, we've brought in a lone player or an extra squad player who's been the same.
Exactly.
And in a lot of the time, replace him in the team. Rather than saying, here's a bit of competition, keep you honest... No, we've chucked
he's
them in the team
ahead of
them. And then either a recall or an injury or whatever purpose another team's going to come in and sign them, we've lost that player. And then suddenly you're back to your man again who's under contract, who's your player, and go, actually, yeah, you're back in the team again now. We do want you after all. It's no good. So Loach is either your man or you go out
him.
And you sign such a good goalkeeper that he kind of holds his hand up and goes,
I wouldn't want
I
to spend £1 million on a bloke who's no better than Loach.
And there's a lot more, and with regards to Loach, there's other positions that are a bit more important.
Well, I think we need another striker, because I think we definitely need a marquee striker.
Well, McLean obviously doesn't look like he's
going
to keep
Chops
on. I'm assuming Chops going as well.
McLean goes, but another marquee, I don't think Smurf's going to get you 20 goals a season.
No.
I'm not sure about McGoldrick. Don't know.
Well, Murphy's come on and taken over that sort of Scotland role of the good partner.
Yes,
man who works hard and will hold the ball or, you know, and we'll get you the odd goal here and there. But you need a goal scorer alongside and McGoldrick's good. But, you know, again, you need
that extra
body.
I think we need somebody else. I'd go and get
some competition.
Tom Pope at Port Vale. He's got 26 goals.
That's it.
He's a young lad. I mean, remember... I'm old enough to remember
he's 27, so he's youngish.
He's young, but we got people like David Lowe from Wigan many years ago and David Johnson from Bury. People from the lower leagues can do it.
Oh, definitely.
Come in and do it. And Tom Pope is my sort of... on my wish list and also on my wish list when Hull do disintegrate on Saturday, which they will do because Hull have made the right mess of it. I still think Boyd, who we should have had in January, but perhaps with the chairman, Boyd is my big wish because he's a quality player.
He's going to be on big money though, isn't he? I'd have thought.
Yeah, but he's going to be no more than Martin.
Mm. possibly. Anyway, we need to get the wires, otherwise we won't get anything. Izzy, I think we've answered Izzy's question, because basically she said what needs to change. And
not a lot.
How successful they've been under.
A couple extra and a few of the ones that aren't.
Thanks for that, Izzy. Really. Sorry, we're rushing through everything. So this is from Jonathan Powell. Love the show. After three gold showings in the last four matches at home, and the prospect of the Irish Messi joining us, we haven't talked about him, have we?
No, not yet.
I'm feeling even more positive than I did when I last emailed. We have the solid defensive base to build on. MM loves direct attacking football with pacey wingers, so I expect at least two exciting wide men to join us. And unless he takes a big cut in wages, the departure of Lee Martin in the summer. Also, with Wolves going down, one hopes, the chances of Stearman joining must be much better. Have a great summer. Looking forward to the show's return in April. Thank you very much. That's slower ball, isn't it? I think.
There's a tear in your eye, Graham. There's a tear in your eye. It's just rolling down the cheek.
That's beautiful. here we go, if I can.
Well, one of his favourite wishes, he likes that Stephen Hunt, doesn't it, Wolves? McCarthy loves him, and he's out of contract, I believe, in the summer. So Hunt might be another one that might be on the radar.
And anybody that's looking at that Wolves team and thinking, well, we're getting a cast off, we're not. We're getting mixed players that played very well under him.
Stearman was a tremendous asset.
And performed under him that just haven't performed under subsequent managers. So,
for whatever reason.
And right. Sorry, guys.
No, I was going to say, we've signed other players as well that have been...
This is from the real Slower Ball. All the very best... The last show of the season. Thanks, Slower Ball. The transfer rumour mill has started already. We've already been linked with out-of-contract Notts County midfielder Alan Judge. That's the Messi,
isn't
it?
The Irish Messi, that they call him.
Brentford's Harry Forrester. Do we know that one?
Oh, yeah. He's a quality youngster.
Right.
Yeah,
and Bournemouth star man Charlie Daniels.
I'm thinking no, because those teams...
He? Yeah.
No, but those teams, you know, you got Brentford and Bournemouth are obviously doing well themselves. One of them promoted, the other one still got a chance
anyway.
Of promotion.
Yeah. Continuing, add to that the probable signings of McGoldrick, Tabb and Stearman, and next season could see a more solid roster of playing talent with few, if any, loans. Exciting times ahead, but it has to be said what a great job Mick has done in getting the very best out of most of the players that he inherited, and that is Loach, Chambers, Smith, Drury, Murphy, and Edwards. What a good appointment Mick has proved to be, and he officially loves the show now. Thanks, Slowball. Wigo for the Gyro. Oh, yes. Go, Wigo.
New cycling men. Is that Liverpool, the Gyro?
Or the Giro.
The Giro.
Yeah, the Giro. Sorry.
What about Gyro?
Yeah, no, sorry. That sounded like you wanted him on the doll.
On,
that's my fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Don't try and speak French, Adam. Oh, no, it's just Italian, isn't it?
It's Giro d'Italia.
That's terrible. Thanks for that, Slower Ball. And one more. Oh, we've got a couple more. Goodness gracious.
You've got a plethora.
A plethora.
These are the ones that have been waiting to come for all season. I haven't managed to get through yet.
This is Chris Rand. It always worries me when Chris comes on. You think, oh God, I'll never manage all these figures. Right, lots of people are saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But after this weekend, we'll only have 14 contractor players who played first team football. So Mick has a lot of big decisions to make. We may well see a lot of new faces next season. However well we've done lately. Yes, thanks for that, Chris. Quite true, actually. Yeah.
Well, this is
amongst the euphoria, we do have to think a bit.
Stearman is a must,
definitely.
Yeah, but the thing is, I would counter that by saying, I'm not sure he's going to play Elliot Hewitt, but I wouldn't want him to hold Hewitt back, because Hewitt actually has been such an accomplished player. If he's going to play him at full-back, fine. If he's going to play him in midfield, but Hewitt, I think we've now got to let him loose next year and play him in the team. We've got to play him. Now, where you're going to play him, I don't know. Full-back or midfield?
Again, you know, you don't want to... kind of having too many positions, you want him kind of now one down, but as he can play fullback and he can also probably substitute for Edwards as well playing on that right
can he not
field.
Also play oh no well Stearman can play centre back as well, so
yes,
they can
exactly.
They are interchangeable, aren't
so
they, which is quite handy
is. So yeah, and also, you know, somebody came up with this silly bonkers idea of playing three at the back with Cresswell and Hewitt as wing backs, which if you can get it to work, that would be fantastic.
Well, those two boys
are
fast.
You know, Smith, Chambers and Stearman can play well in a three.
Whose idea was this?
Well, actually, my
your
few
idea.
Ages, a while ago when we were struggling, and that's why I kind of dismissed it out of my head at
what
the same
were you
time.
Drinking?
Exactly. too much. But that was when we were struggling, and I think, you know, that certainly is adventurous. But
you could do it now because we're safe. We don't have to be so cautious. Hewitt and Cresswell are both young, fit, athletic lads, and they could do that role.
That's
if you think of that. So I'm not completely ditching it, DJ.
No. But from that point of view, you know, we know Hewitt slots in at right back, but to be honest, success is everything, and it's really sad because you want youngsters to come through, especially once investing.
Back next year.
But at the same time, you've got to temper that with developing these players through. So while you'd say yes, Stearman, get him in and have the same back five all season, it's worked this well. Not at the.
We've been very lucky with injuries though.
Definitely.
I've never known a deal. And do you know another stat I was told last week? This is good for the stats, boys. Smith and Chambers have only been booked 6 or 7 times between them all year. Now, for 2 centre-halves, that is unbelievable. And I can only believe that comes from the coaching.
Yes.
They're told not to argue, told not to kick the ball away, told to go for clumsy tackles. Yes. That's a fantastic stat. So you don't lose those players being suspended.
And they've been organised enough that they're not lunging in or chasing after players, that sort of thing.
That's fantastic stat. Because
the issue, you know, with the defence the whole time was Smith needs a senior player, you know.
Yeah.
And so on, and
Delaney wasn't there.
And I was speaking to somebody the other day and saying about when Delaney went, not a huge fan, but I'm thinking, hang on, we're just left with Smith, and I think Smith's great and always have, but I was very nervous by that situation, thinking we don't have a senior player to play along to help him develop along. And then Chambers came in, who isn't that senior old head, but you know, a bit more experienced, has been captain. They've just worked seamlessly together.
It's been fantastic.
It has. And it's worked as a unit, you know. And again, we've crossed about, and we had Edwards for a bit, and then Stearman. You haven't had a captain, like as in a real old 30-year-old head at the back. You've just had 4 lads who play really well together.
But they've obviously got a good understanding now. They play, they train, they work together, they help each other out. If somebody is up, they cover.
Yeah.
And I must again say that Loach, behind those, he's made some cracking saves in the last 5 or 6 games. I've seen them myself. We've all seen them. Great saves.
My only problem is the going out for crosses and things, which is not quite as good as Henderson.
No, that's fine. But again, my mantra is if the ball don't go over the line, then he's had a good game.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter how he kind of keeps it out, in a sense. You know, that I think people kind of get kind of hung up a little bit on Nate.
Because he's not a good kicker, but that's not the main purpose of a goalkeeper.
But if he's kicking it out to touch, I'm still better than kicking it straight to a striker, isn't it? Absolutely. You know, the same sort of thing.
We've seen it on TV, haven't we?
Newell has caused all sorts of problems with the opposition goalkeeper, making him kick it all over the place.
Precisely.
Mr. Spirodi might be the top of the list of that one.
But even last week, wasn't it? I mean, there's a couple of bad kicks that could easily gone straight back. I've just been severely chastised for saying gyro on the radio. How awful, how embarrassing is that? So that's the Renegade Statman. Thanks for that, Mr. Statman. I'm not going to follow him anymore. Thanks for that. Yeah, so good luck absolutely to Wigo as well. We've got to have a proper cycling conversation, but we haven't got time, so a bit sad that. Are you a cycling man, Ray? I mean, as in watching?
I watch most sports in the summer, but I think Wiggins is fantastic, and I think you should go for the Tour de France, not be held back by Froome. If you want to go for it and get the double, you go for it, Wiggo.
I think
your sideburns with you.
I think it is Froome's this year, though. Because Froome might be held back either, I don't think. So.
It'd be great, 2 Brits at the front.
Yeah.
All the Italians can just drift off down the back and let the Brits fight out in the front. Tremendous. Rally bikes, get in.
And Cavendish is, where's he gone? He's at a
sprinting,
different team, though.
He's still sprinting.
Yeah, he's still sprinting. Yeah, but he's gone to a different team.
But no, he's not in the same team.
He's not in the Sky team
now, is he? So
he's gone, you're right, yeah.
There you go, Mr. Statman. We had a bit of a word on cycling. Okay, quick. Oh, right, we've finished. Burnley, quickly. Prediction.
It looks like a 0-0 to me.
0-0.
I love that. Boring 0-0.
As it's the last game, 16:43 to Ipswich. Thanks everyone for listening all through the season. Have a fantastic summer till next year, or till next season. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.